1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Fun, safe, and stress-free gatherings were hard to plan until now. For only $99, you can reserve a theater for a private showing for up to 20 of your friends and family. Details online at MarcusTheaters.com.
Last fall, there was a report that a brand of high-tech male chastity belts had a potential problem.
Huh?
You're not going to get a lot in this story, Brian. And you should be glad.
A male chastity belt.
Happy birthday.
That's as worthless as an unloaded gun.
There was a flaw in the app code that could allow hackers to get in and lock the belts.
Wait, it's you.
It didn't have a manual override.
Wait a minute. It's Bluetooth? What?
It's
Wi-Fi connected?
You heard me. I'm not repeating that it didn't have manual override on the male chastity belt.
You want me to put on a Wi-Fi controlled male chastity belt?
I do.
What if the Russians hack my chastity belt?
Company said they patched the flaw before hackers could exploit it, but turns out that wasn't exactly true. Vice, and I'm glad I don't read this, interviewed a guy named Sam Summers last week, and he revealed hackers got into his electronic chastity belt and held his junk for ransom.
Why?
Why? What? Why did they hold it for ransom? Because he wanted to get his junk.
Why has he got it on in the first place?
Yeah, and then they locked it.
What? But why does he have it on?
Sex.
Oh,
it's a sex thing.
It is a sex.
Why? For work? I doubt it.
I got this new truck driving job, but I got to wear a chastity belt.
And the company controls it.
Beyond. Why does he have it on?
Why does he have it
on? I'm on the pro bowling tour.
Because it's what he likes.
It is what he likes.
Yeah, I like this. This is
so
exciting.
There you go, the mind of a freak.
Right.
Initially, I thought it was my partner, and I got a bit excited by it.
Yeah.
The reporter.
Put this on.
Right. And then it locked up or whatever, and then he was like, yeah.
Yeah.
But when he called and gave her, his girlfriend, their safe word, he realized it wasn't her. It was hackers.
Who's out there looking for that on the internet?
Well, they fought.
They must
one.
Get bored with
they
this
got
credit card
right,
company.
Right, they did get one. How many are there?
I think if you're a hacker, you want to do something fun and different for a change. Just the money laundering and just the getting into bank accounts all day. You know, blah, blah,
boring.
Blah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, now we're going to make this guy's, we're going to hold this guy's junk
all
for
right.
ransom.
I put on a male chastity belt. I've locked it up.
And it's on the internet for anyone who wants to look it up.
The hackers messaged him and demanded $1,000 in Bitcoin to unlock it.
One.
What if I don't have Bitcoin?
I don't have Bitcoin. I'll give you dollars and you can buy Bitcoin.
But then you're going to have some sort of trail, right? Isn't Bitcoin the whole point? Like, I don't know. You could see how much you don't get of this, Brian? Isn't it great?
Yeah.
Isn't it great that you go home and watch The Americans or something and you don't know anything about this? I like it.
How do you know I'm not sitting here with a metal?
You seem to know a lot more.
A steel male chastity belt right now that I can't get off.
Yeah, you you do seem to know much more about
it. How
I know
many
what
people
you're
are
into.
Working right next to a guy who put this thing on and can't get it off right
Suddenly
now?
Suddenly loves dogs,
one,
Bloody Marys.
One,
come on. You're
one,
a freaking a
one
chastity
cubicle
belt.
Over.
Does it, like, I don't even, I'm not even going to ask.
Does it what?
No, I don't want to know the answer. So he and his partner had to get bolt cutters to get the chastity belt off.
What about when you have to, urinate?
Yeah. Well, that's a problem. It's locked. You can't.
Maybe that's even more exciting.
Yeah. No.
This freak.
No, it's not.
They were actually able to get it off, but not without a little pain. Quote, I don't have a scar or anything, but I was bleeding and it hurt.
I have a bolt cutters. I have a Milwaukee bolt cutters that I'm very, very satisfied with that I cut up my...
You think they could get through a chastity belt?
I cut up my Christmas wreath with it every year.
Oh,
sure. I cut
up
the big wire thing.
Oh, then I think it could get through this male chast. Well,
yeah,
I don't know what they look like.
And you can extend the
handles for more
leverage.
Those wreaths are pretty soft metal.
They really are. It's very soft. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about the chastity
belt. I don't know what we're making
metal.
Our male chastity belts out of, but it's got to be more
solid.
It's got
to be better than that wreath stuff.
Well, yeah. Sam said he's not planning on using digital products anymore.
Well, at least on his genitals. Phones are fine. Computers are fine.
Sure, he doesn't wrap that around his
Maybe
junk.
You have a couple of Lutron lights in your house that you can control off
of
your phone.
Nice. Yeah, set the mood.
No, don't let this sour you on all electronics, fella.
Good advice, Bob. Great.
I didn't.
Or I don't want to think about that.
Sexual adventures.
can dream up. Yeah.
Wow. That was.
I don't know that I could.
Freak news.
My point being, I have a bolt cutters, but I don't know that I could.
No, you got to get right.
I might have to call one of you guys to come over and help me get out of it.
You need to call Carrie.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to ask you to roll onto your side. I think. Right? I think I could get it from either side.
I like how you've already got a plan in mind how you'd get this off.
That's
yeah, lay on your side.
Yeah, I think we're going to. Well, yeah. It seems obvious. Patently obvious.
Yeah. All right, then.
I like that you have a starting point. Okay.
Well, I'm glad you two have that worked out.
So, worried? Not me.
Going. I'm not going.
Thanks, Carrie.